Hey guys, back on Truth Hurts Radio. For a few more minutes anyway, we got another short break coming up in a few more minutes. But in the meantime, yeah, I wanted to ask you, Tom, you said there's some new developments with 9/11. What specifically are you talking about?
The truck? See, you got to with the Mariani situation, that's where I'm coming from. And because I have, and that's why I have decided to stay on this pretty hard, because I've got a direct source. Where it's what I call a primary source, someone who is literally dealing on the inside of a lot of the issues here, I'm reasonably close, and you'd rather than get a second or third hand. But remember, whenever you have a cover-up, we talked about 9/11 earlier, you got to have a couple things that need to be controlled. You have to control the investigation, and that's basically either the collection of the evidence and the destruction of that evidence, or the confiscation of that evidence and the control of that evidence. And number two, you have to interpret the event of 9/11 a certain way, and you've got to have it interpreted a certain way by the mass media and particular official commissions like the 9/11 Commission, who steer the direction of the interpretation of the facts a certain way according to what the government wants. And then what I'm dealing with right now, and I knew that this was going to end this way, because one of the main problems with all of the issues that we have the Kennedy issue, and I have some incredible pictures. I have a picture of a guy wearing a Zoot suit, and you can see the gun, the rifle, literally poking out of his suit. This was taken in front of the depository. He was not handcuffed. He was arrested as a suspect. The cop is there standing right next to him in front of the book depository. They don't have him handcuffed, and it looks like he's got a rifle under his suit. Because you know why? Because the cop there was dressed up as a cop. I happen to know that there was intelligence people told me there was individuals all over the place in Dealey Plaza. Well, there, instead of having a trial and a judge and a court of law, what they did is they bastardized the situation and created a commission which has no authority and no ability to do anything legally. And that's what we have here, the control of the prosecution and the litigation of lawsuits pertaining to that particular crime of 9/11. That's what's going on now. The only person who was really pushing and over again for facts, truth, evidence, help in court to get information into a court of law was Ellen Mariani. And it started, I met her on June the 6th at in Washington, D.C. I was specifically looking for her, and I was there. I had a 9/11, it was what I think was the first 9/11 commission, or 9/11, not commission, but 9/11 inquiry, a citizen inquiry, where I paid to get the room at the National Press Club, and I invited all these people in. Dr. Camerata, who was dealt with the immigration issue, people were saying, well, did the government do this? Were these patsies? How'd these guys get into the country? Well, you had to have patsies or real hijackers get into the country. So you had to have illegal immigration or immigration violations or irregularities to create this whole thing, because nobody would believe it without patsies, and nobody would believe it if these guys were indeed real hijackers. So that issue was not dealt with. So you have all these things starting to come together, and of course the commission was created, and that was created to interpret the issue, and now we're in the courtroom, and Mr. Ashcroft, who allowed 200 Israeli art students and movers to arrested on 9/11 as suspects, allowed them to go home. He then goes and he appoints Judge Alvin K. Hellerstein to be the judge who would control and, quote, consolidate all these little lawsuits going on around the country from people who were trying to travel that day and who lost loved ones. You had California cases, you had a bunch out there going West Coast, you had some up in Maine, you had some in New Hampshire where Ellen was, and of course then I got an email from someone that this woman, that came up in a news report, named Ellen Mariani in June of 2001. In other words, a couple months after the attack.
We gotta go to a break, but when we come back, I want to talk about
start right
the
there.
Employees of the, yeah. Lawyers turning up dead. Be right back, folks.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Earth Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Tom Flacco on as our guest. Yeah, Tom, when I first called you to book you on the show, you had mentioned something about lawyers turning up dead. Were you talking about Ellen Mariani's?
Oh, lawyer? No. That was another series of stories. This was regarding the United States attorneys. And I wrote some stories, and if you scroll down on TomFlacco.com, that's T-O-M-F, like in Frank, F-L-O-C-C-O.com, F-L-O-C-C-O, you can Google it or Yahoo it, whatever, it'll come up, or just type it in the browser, and if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see a picture of an African-American woman, and there were a series of, I believe it was three stories that I did on United States attorneys, who had one thing in common. They were all investigating Medicare fraud, and that Medicare fraud was related to particularly a couple legal cases, one in St. Louis, Missouri area, and there was another, there was also the issue of Tenet Healthcare, subsidiaries of Tenet Healthcare, and this was all Medicare fraud, and there were two women who turned up dead, one just suspiciously died of in her swimming pool and was found floating in the pool, and she had done all the research for the female lawyer in the Houston office, the Dallas-Houston area office, of the prosecutors, the United States Attorney's Office, that prosecutes fraud. She was a very well thought of woman, and I looked for a picture of her, and I had to get a picture there. Think about this: you had she died, and then 30 days later, the female prosecutor who initiated the documents died and was found dead from some sort of. And we never really could find out exactly all the details because they had her cremated against the wishes of her mother. She was, I don't know how they either convinced her as an elderly mother. She was in her 40s. Both women were, I believe, in their late 40s or so, career female prosecutors. And they both turned up dead. And interestingly enough, the second one who died was the boss of the first one who died, and she had done all this research, and she, of course, you have to create a legal complaint which can be submitted into a courtroom to prosecute the Medicare fraud and so forth. And
let me guess, were they suicides with two bullet wounds in the head?
Well, no, they weren't. This lady died of some sort of encephalitis, some sort of problem that they never could find out, you know. And I found out from that, you know, that when she was the next day she was due to testify before a Senate committee regarding some of this.
Convenient.
That's another issue that really is curious. Now, and then think about this. Shortly thereafter, three male United States attorneys all abruptly resigned in the same office. So you had a total decimation of the prosecutorial arm of the Houston, Dallas-Fort Worth, Houston. I can't remember. It's been months since I wrote this.
They must have known that they were next.
It was Dallas-Fort Worth, Houston, that area. The office was decimated because you had three career males that resigned after the two women were found dead. In other words, we're not stupid. We're out of here. So you had five individuals, two of whom were dead. And you had several other dead United States prosecutors, Jeffrey Luna in the East. You had Wales out in California, in Washington State. You had a couple more in Texas. So there's something, I believe we found about seven or eight dead United States prosecutors. And we found out that several of them were investigating Medicare fraud. And then some people will remember the Chinese-American female, I can't remember her last name, out in California, who was one of the prosecutors who was removed, you know. And then there was one, a couple others, and we found that they were all investigating and had prosecuted, brought Medicare fraud. This is where you overcharge, you know, the American citizens for Medicare because they're not paying for it. It's a way to steal money from the government. And we found that centered in this whole issue was one group called Tenet Healthcare. Tenet Healthcare has been fined 13 to 15 major times in criminal investigations. One time they were fined $1 billion. That's for the B. They were fined $1 billion for Medicare fraud, stealing $1 billion from the United States government. And 13 other times, you know, $13 million here, $60 million there, $100-some million there. In other words, over and over and over again. And this company has not been taken down. It's not out of business at all. But here's the kicker. We also found that the individual who wrote the software, ostensibly, possibly, allegedly, for this fraud, was the president of the company, Athena Healthcare, that wrote the software for Tenet and other companies committing ostensibly, allegedly, the same types of fraud, was the president's cousin, Jonathan Bush. Okay?
Yeah.
And then we found out a few weeks ago the president's brother, Jeb Bush, became a member of the board of directors of this billion-dollar multi-fined corporation, Tenet Healthcare. Jeb Bush is now a director of Tenet Healthcare. And you don't smell a rat? The problem is we never get any of these cases into a court of law. We couldn't get the Kennedy assassination into a court of law, the murder of a president with obvious evidence. We couldn't get it except for Garrison. And by then, the trail was so cold after 2, 3, 4 years, whatever, when he finally got it into court.
Oh, well, they popped all his key witnesses off. Yeah.
That's right, that too. You know, but the trail is so cold, and they control and manipulate the evidence. They create a commission to control things. You know, they keep things out of a court of law, and then we're back to, well, that gets us into this Tenet thing. Well, you can scroll down and read about these two women, and what intrigued me when I first heard, well, we got a dead woman, all right, and I listened to that, looked at the email, and, well, all right, that's interesting. And then I looked into, well, all right, let me check into it. And I found out that there was another woman. And when I saw that they had two women in the same office found dead, and then three more members of the same office resigned abruptly immediately after the death, that's when I said, well, I'll do a story on this. This is pretty interesting, because it was the timeline that got me. The timeline was so interesting. And that's what Ellen Mariani has come up against. And so people can read that. The three stories, I've basically given you a little synopsis of Medicare fraud, which includes suspicious deaths, suspicious resignations, also including several of the eight or nine prosecutors removed by Gonzalez.
This is standard operating procedure. I mean, anybody who pays close attention to government operations through the years, you know, the same thing happened down in Arkansas when the two boys were murdered on the railroad tracks and, you know, they witnessed drugs being dropped off.
But you can't get stuff into a court of law. You can't get judicial procedure to solve the problem or to get it out into the open enough that there is justice. And we have not, and I like to say we have not.
And I want to stress, there are individuals in the system that do want to get this out and investigate,
but they get overruled.
Because they're cut off. The FBI steps in or whatever, and that's the end of it.
Well, we've gotten into a point now where there's a split in the military, there's a split in intelligence over what's done, because while the Clinton, the Bush one, and the Clinton one, you got to start saying it that way now, because we may have Bush two, Clinton two. You know, we got Bush one and Clinton one administrations. Both were highly criminal in their operations. This Bush two administration is taking it to a new level. You know, and when you start, you know, dropping buildings down in your own country, you know, and then clearing out the evidence and keeping things out of a court of law, and this is what happened with Ellen Mariani. There was a definite attempt to keep her quiet. And she was going around the country. She was speaking. She was getting a little momentum. She ended up with a lawyer who was not serving her well, Phil Berg, who was all over the place trying to, instead of sticking and focusing directly on specific 9/11 evidence, his complaint was, it mentioned the Kennedy assassination and all the crimes of the Bush-Clinton crime family issues and so forth. It was everywhere. And, of course, they threw the complaint out and it was dismissed.
Hey, you know what happened with Stanley Hilton? He had a lawsuit.
Well, he was another one, but then there were issues. I heard that he was interviewed on a couple shows, and I read some of the transcript of those shows, and he had problems in his office. There were, you know, I don't know. He had issues that kind of sidetracked him. What I can't remember now what happened, but he had a nice thing.
Essentially, that fizzled out because he had $7 billion.
But what did they have? They had a control file on him, apparently. He had issues in his family. It was either his wife or his son or something. I can't remember. There was an issue in his family that was very negative, and it impugned his credibility, I believe. So, you know, when that happened, I think that was the ultimate downfall of that issue.
I'm sure that's not even the case. They do this all the time.
So now what we have here is that we got to get Ellen Mariani off the track. We have to get, because if she gets a hold, goodness knows, she builds up a little steam and she gets a good attorney hooked up with, we got a real problem. And so one of the ways they were able to control the evidence, and this guy Hellerstein, he's just like, I mean, there are several other families that are as upset about this, what's been going on, as Ellen is, but they keep them apart. They don't let them, these families know, they know who's doing what with the other hand. So they don't know each other and they can't get together and so forth. So the issues, I remember when Ellen had Mary Schiavo. Now Mary Schiavo was an attorney in Missouri, I believe in St. Louis or so. And she was appointed and got her career start by George Bush the First. And Mary ended up with Ellen because she was was working with a number of people, and Ellen needed an attorney, you know. And so what happened was there were problems there, and I can remember Mary Schiavo saying that, well, look, if Danny Bush gave her a crime here with 9/11,
I tell you what, we're going to go to a short break,
Tom. We'll never be able to recover any money. Think about that.
I hear you.
They're
right
more
back,
interested Bob. In the breakdown of the cockpit.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Got Tom Flacco on as our guest. I lost track now. I forgot
what a
we
great,
left off.
What a great godly ad I just heard. There you had a gentleman, a pastor, a minister, a priest, whatever, saying talking about an unjust war with murder, and foreign, and that's what we need, foreign, murdered two women in cold blood in Iraq.
These are paid
mercenary soldiers of fortune, and we need to call them as they are, that we're paying for this.
Yeah, and it is. It's a totally unjust war. Of course, the current Iraq war is unjust. The Afghan war is unjust.
But you know what's sad, Charlie, that the church is not speaking out.
Because no, they're not.
One of the reasons
for that is your faith-based initiative garbage. They've bowed to Baal and accepted these generous handouts, and now they're beholden to the one who's given them the handouts.
It's sad that that's the only base that's holding his presidency together And that base is not speaking out. And I blame the people in my own church. They're not speaking out against this. Yeah. They're pretending it doesn't exist. And they are using our tax dollars for soldiers of fortune to go in there and make triple the salary and just run roughshod over a country. How would you feel if a foreign country dropped in on America, bombed us to hell into the Stone Age? And yeah. I can remember seeing some of the videotape on there's a DVD that I have for sale on my website. I sell a few of them now and then. It's called Iraq for Sale. Who's getting killed and who's making a killing? And it shows this woman just raising her hands to the ceiling, please give me justice. They had just bombed her house, killed her husband, killed all of her children, and she's pleading for Allah to give her justice. And she just, it's heart-rending. And this is what we have done to this poor country, which we could have controlled by the air, but we had to go in there and make money with soldiers of fortune funded to make people billionaires, and we had to pay for the bombs that we dropped to bomb them into the Stone Age, and then we pay contractors to go in and repair their telephone poles and put the country back together and overcharge them through the American taxpayers, and we pay for soldiers and soldiers of fortune to oversee all of this. And it's a big money-making operation. And who else benefits? Well, our good friend the motherland benefits because they get to sit back.
Whatever happened to, love your enemy, turn the other cheek, Not only are they not speaking out against Iraq, they're at the helm of this thing to push us into Iran.
Oh, that's next.
Because it's an enemy of Israel, and Israel must be defended at all costs.
While we're on that subject, if you go, let me give you my website again, tomflocco.com, FLOCCO. There's a lot of stuff on 9/11 there. There's the U.S. attorneys I've written recently about a lot of issues of the Kennedy issues I really hit. And what got me into that, of course, was Senior Bush mentioning the Kennedy assassination. Jerry Ford was a good man. At his funeral, he's talking about the Kennedy assassination and Jerry Ford and the Warren Commission in the third sentence of his eulogy to Jerry Ford a few months ago. And that's got me started onto that. So, but let me give you another guy, a guy named Stu Webb, StewWebb.com, StewWebb.com, StewWebb. He's got some of the most incredible documents on his website. Believe it or not, there's a hit contract for Ross Perot with Presidential Stationery. That's what it is, basically, because it's basically saying if loss of life occurs with Mr. Perot, you will receive a pardon, or you will receive legal backup. I'm going to write about it. I'm waiting till the election comes a little closer and we have the candidates and maybe an independent candidate, and we're going to talk about what is done, and I've got the actual document. It's all over. It's on the web. He's got that on his website, StuWebb.com. He's got all kinds of issues with Iraq. He's got hooked up with a number of intelligence sources. Every day he gets on the phone with two or three people in Washington. And the reason, and you might say, well, how did a guy get hooked up with this? Well, he happened to marry the daughter of George Bush's chief honcho, Leonard Milman, big kind of a crime boss that owns a multi-billionaire, and he married his daughter, and of course they had a child, and this daughter was taken away from Stu, and he hasn't seen her for 22 years, and he was so upset that starting in the late 80s and early 90s, he started to get anything evidence that he could find about all this criminal cabal, because he was so upset, and it was kind of a bit of a revenge and a way to get his daughter back and to try to get some kind of justice. Well, they threw him in jail for 10 months right before the election in 1992 because he was creating such a problem. They just put him in jail. Well, while he was in jail, he was in with all these other political prisoners at Fort Leonard Wood, or where there was a lot of military officers and high-ups in intelligence, guys that have been involved in Iran-Contra, and they gave him documents and gave him phone numbers. So he came out of that thing with all kinds of contacts and all kinds. Plus, he had the street cred of having been a political prisoner for 10 months before they let him out after the election. He had met all these people that are serving terms because they had been set up for drug deals and set up for all kinds of issues to keep them quiet and keep them in prison. So he got all these contacts. Well, plus he got a ton of documents. So, I mean, I talk with him a lot. He's got some interesting stuff. He's a little rough around the edges. He's not a Harvard type of guy, but he's very, very intelligent from having to go through this political issue.
Great stuff. I tell you what, Tom, we got a commercial.
You need to have him on your air, as a matter of fact. That's another telephone number. He's very good.
Yeah. Okay, hold on.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 80% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Welcome back to True Threats Radio. We're back with Tom Flacco as our guest. Before we go on, Tom, I wanted to get this question. And, oh, actually, before I even ask you that, I just wanted to mention this. This just came out about 15, 20 minutes ago. Apparently, Vicente Fox, who was the former Mexican
president. President of Mexico, right. Yep.
Right. I guess he's going to be on with Larry King later tonight talking about this. But this was just featured a few minutes ago on WorldNet Daily. Mexican president says, yes, there will be an Amaro. Vicente Fox confirms long-term plan worked out with President Bush. So,
well, guess what? This boy's going to do. This boy's going to be dealing with, GLD, ETF, and some of the other gold ETFs because
They're just going to create more counterfeiting, you know. More,
but isn't that nice that this deal was worked out privately without the American public's knowledge or consent?
Ain't going to happen, Charlie. It's not going to happen.
Deal. Oh man, it's unbelievable.
Not, Charlie, it's not going to happen. See, they may be able to pull this in other countries where people aren't informed. See, this country will not tolerate that. I think we're getting to the point where it's going to get real nasty. Here's why I say that. You can Google this too. But back a few years ago, they tried to raise the state taxes in the state of Tennessee. And you know what the people did? They stormed the state house, the legislative house, and they beat the house trying to break into it. They beat sticks, a mob. They just beat the courthouse down, and they tore it up. They wrecked it. They broke windows with sticks and stones and stuff, and it got real violent and nasty. And guess what? The state legislature of Tennessee decided it probably wouldn't be in their interest to raise taxes in Tennessee. And that's the kind of stuff, you know. I'm waiting to see that the when this trucking business goes through. I'm waiting for 2,000 or 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 trucks to all of a sudden start driving in on the beltway around Washington, D.C., and then start driving into the city of Washington, park their cars, and just park the trucks, the tractor trailers, take the keys, and just walk away. Because after that, these guys work hard. And what we're doing is we're bringing in Mexican truckers to do the jobs. But I also heard Lou Dobbs, and by the way, there are two shows that your listeners should not miss. Lou Dobbs at 6 o'clock every night, and notice they cut him off. He's not on late at night anymore, you know, because they don't dare cut him off the air altogether and get rid of him because there'll be another revolution. But he's the only one that's reporting the populist issues. You must listen to him, and then you must listen to the first half an hour, sometimes the whole hour, depends on how good it is that night, to Keith Olbermann at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Only individual who is literally going in.
The only one's worth listening to.
He's probably pretty liberal. He's probably on a little more liberal than I am, that's for sure. But I'll tell you what, he's telling the truth. We'll deal with the Clintons, and we'll see. Now, see, he'll lose all credibility with me like Rush Limbaugh did when we get the Clintons in, and he doesn't go after the Clintons the way he went after Bush. Then I'll know that this is a fraud operation. I don't think he's like that. I think he'll go. I think he'll tell the truth. I can't believe, because he's so, you know, putting forth this persona of a guy that's, you know, going to trying to tell the truth, and he has these comments which are absolutely incredible, you know, and he's one you don't miss. You catch him late at midnight or at Eastern, or you catch him at 8 o'clock, but you got to catch him, or you're not getting the real news. You don't listen to any of the the regular broadcasts. I haven't listened.
They're the last two broadcasters out there in mainstream news, television news, that are worth listening to anymore.
No, I like. Yeah, you know what? I like Chris Matthews. I'll listen to him if I got a chance, but he's like a third priority. Because, you know, he's good, but see, he's good one night, then another night, he says, where the heck is he coming from? But, you know, and they try to pretend that they're asking tough questions. Russert's pretty good, but he's like Russert. They try to, or like Matthews, they try to pretend. But see,
he's kind of wishy-washy a little.
And they're not, Russert. You know.
He does pop some good questions, though, on occasion.
You know, and it's like, you know, you like somebody like the Buchanan's a good populist, but he just broke your heart. Perot broke your heart. And I'm tired of getting my heart broken with guys which I have a lot in common with in terms of what they were going to say. You know, you agree 70-80% of what he stands for. And, yeah, I can have a lot of commonality with something like that. You know, but we have to get back to an issue where we're more concerned about the country and less about some of these wedge issues. And I say the war probably is because of it's costing us, it's bankrupting us, it's killing our people. You know, we've got 8,000 soldiers who have brain injuries that we're going to have to care for the rest of their lives. And the guy ought to be taken out, he ought to be taken out and tried, let's say it that way, and put in jail, and set an example. But it's not going to happen. And half the country wants this guy jailed, not impeached, at least taken out of office, at least impeached, and we can't even get that. And it's creating a real anger among the populace, and then you know, you've got the immigration issue, and then Kucinich wants to open the borders. As good as he is on the war, and as good as he is on protecting American jobs, he wants to open the borders wide open, let anybody come in. Oh, this is America. Well, we can't afford to have the whole world come in here and then pay for it out of our pockets. You know, where the country is so in debt. I think Rick Santelli on CNBC Business News said that there was $700 trillion of derivatives. So what he's basically saying is that our fiat money is a fraud. The paper money is basically a fraud. And anybody that's got half a brain better have some good investments in gold and some of the hard commodities. I'm talking about real estate.
It's astonishing, isn't it, how they go after people for counterfeiting dollar bills when the dollar bills themselves are counterfeiting.
It's like you and I. Don't you love it on CNBC when they say, well, they, quote, injected liquidity in three times today to the banking system. Injecting liquidity is called counterfeiting. It's a legalized type of counterfeiting. It's like you and I saying at the end of the month, well, geez, we don't have enough. We had some bills. We don't have enough money to pay our bills. So let's go down into the basement and counterfeit. Let's print up some bills and use those bills to pay for our to pay our bills at the end of the month. See, what it is, it's legalized counterfeiting. And they keep and these guys on television pretend, oh, this is a perfectly natural way to handle business. Just, you know, you want to have a war, you got to pay for some soldiers of fortune, you know, you got to pay for some conscripts, as I like to call them. It's just like ancient Rome. Well, we'll just create American taxpayer bills, and we'll just put it out there and pay these guys triple the salary of the soldiers, and the American people are tolerating this thing. I don't know
such
what kind of listenership.
Such a system is destined to collapse, even if they didn't design it to collapse. It's going to collapse. It couldn't go any other way. It's just a matter of time. Hey, you know, I got to ask you this. I'm sure you get asked this probably every time you get interviewed now, but unfortunately, this is one of those things where you can do a great job, you know, all your life and be out there getting good stories out, and you get one bad one, and son of a gun, now it's like your name is mud.
Of course,
I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, the famous Barbara Olson thing.
Right, I get it. I talked about that this morning. I'm still sticking to that because I believe that Hennigan has some pretty good sources. Hennigan's was a CIA agent. He was in intelligence, and he's going to get a pension. This is Tom Hennigan. That's another one I'll give to Kerry. Is Kerry doing some of your voiceovers, by the way? Is that her voice? You there?
Yeah.
Does she do any of your voiceovers?
What do you mean?
For your ads.
Oh, no. Why do you say that?
Like, it sounded like her voice. I was talking to her and off the air. Then I heard another girl come on with an ad. It sounded like she was still talking. It sounded like the same voice.
No.
You need to hear there. Yeah, well, I'll give you Hennigan's number, too, because you need to hear him and ask him that question. But, yeah, I basically, that was off of Hennigan's intelligence. And, you know, some of that stuff was raw data.
Now, did she say that he ran into her in Europe, that he actually saw her?
Well, he didn't run. No, what I'm saying is that they said that they actually were using, what shall we say, rather rough methods of questioning. Let's say it that way, like waterboarding. We'll say that. And she wasn't in such good shape. You know, that was what I was hearing, and I was hearing questions. And why we got the border wrong is because I was literally getting phone calls. Now I can literally, for example, one time I was talking on the phone to Mr. Hennigan. And we were talking about whatever issue it was, and all of a sudden he gets a call, and I hear this screaming going. I says, "No, take him down now! You got to take him down. There's a firefight going on. Take him down! Take him down!" All this screaming and so forth. It was actually happening. Well, then I wrote, and then he told me, "Well, what happened?" Well, they just had they attempted to blow up the building in Chicago where where Fitzpatrick was having one of the grand juries was meeting, and they attempted to blow up this building. And sure enough, you know, I was writing a story, and sure enough, they closed the subway right around that time. I found out the next day, and there were several reports. They closed the subway, and they said there was some sort of a smoke bomb or some kind of, not a smoke, there was a smoking, there was a fire that got caught. In other words, they used their typical deal. That was, and I actually heard the phone call, because there was some agents talking back and forth, and we could hear it in the background, because we were, Stu and I were on a three-way conference call with Hennigan one night working on another story, and I heard that. Then there was the time, do you remember the time when we had to shoot out in the Capitol garage the half a year ago, whatever that was? Do you remember that, the shootout in the Capitol garage?
In Washington? I don't remember that.
Washington, what?
I don't remember
that's
that
a real
one,
good
no.
story, too, because that...
Was that Cheney at it again? Or
say it again?
Is that Cheney who was at it again?
No. This was a shootout where somewhere where there was some intelligence. There were some agents shooting each other. French, British were involved. There were Americans. Read the story on my website.
I missed that one.
And what I'm saying is that a lot of this stuff is raw intelligence. It's stuff that comes out in daily reports. What you need to do is you need to have Hennigan. I got that from Hennigan, and I'm still sticking by it. Yeah, is it? And actually, there's got to be a little bit of credibility, at least a tad, because there's a lot of people that still don't believe all of what happened on 9/11.
Well, I mean, do we know about Ted making frequent flights to Europe to meet her there, or did he want to?
Oh, we know.
Her?
No, we'll see that. I don't know enough about that, but there was. But we do know too that she was seen, according to Hennigan. This is what I was reporting. This is not something I saw personally. I'm going on the reporting of someone who has close ties to many different agents in intelligence, because he was involved in intelligence a while back. You know, I understand that he's supposedly. I've heard him mention the fact that he was looking forward to his pension or something like that. So that would indicate that he was in for a while, and long enough to get some kind of a pension. But you know, he's kind of quiet. A lot of these guys don't want to talk too much about what they do, you know, and where they're going. And you know, you talk with them over a period of time. But he's a good friend of Stu's, and I've dealt with Stu for a long time. What's the problem? I just came into the house. I'm in my kitchen here, and this is home too. It's not just work. But anyway, somebody comes in and asks me for something. Okay. Anyway, I'm still standing by it. You know, I have not taken it down, and I'm not ashamed of it. You know, yeah, you do get a story. I mean, everybody gets a story wrong once in a while. You know, and see, the problem is sometimes people won't go with a story.
Well, you know.
Because they're not
pictures?
100.
I mean, not that pictures, you know, you can doctor pictures, but I mean, can he get some more sound?
We've tried to get pictures. We've tried to do a lot of things, and a lot of times some of this stuff is held for reasons to compromise governments. You know, if a government knows that you've got pictures of something else, I'll give you another example
I'd like to see some of these still living hijackers interviewed again. You know, get some more.
Well, that's another issue. I mean,
Kevin Barrett was out there in Morocco back in June trying to hunt some of them down, but they're probably dead now if they weren't.
Well, you know, when I was talking with Ellen. And this is one of the issues that, like you were saying, there's a certain amount of evidence, and they settled her case without her knowledge, permission. They settled it. In other words, the case is closed. It's over as of September 17th. So now she's got to try and figure out a way to stop that or put a halt to it, because she does not want it settled. She wants a trial, and the judge is not letting her. She basically wanted to have a trial by jury, and if she had not wanted that, she would have gone into the fund. So she's waited 6 years for a trial, and now all they want, this judge wants to do, he doesn't want trials, he wants a settlement. But you got to remember, he's very closely tied to the motherland. He's basically an Orthodox motherland boy, and he's a judge, and this guy is just, you know, he has control over the consolidation of the case. And he was appointed by Mr. Ashcroft, who had just let go, 200 people from the same country, allowed to go home. Not just any old bodies, art students and movers in New York and Florida arrested as suspects in the attacks. And oh yeah, you can go home now. And then he goes.
Yeah.
And sees, so it's part of this whole issue of controlling. Remember, you have to control and confiscate and collect the evidence. Then you've got to interpret, use the mass media and point official commissions to steer the direction of how the story's going to go. And then you've got to control the prosecution and litigation of any and all lawsuits that come up as a result of the crime that was committed. See? And Ellen has asked for a certain, she wants the cockpit voice recorders. And the one they keep pushing is the one in 93 where they're all struggling and they're trying to save the plane. But a lot of people don't know that the other voice recorders were, two or three of the other cockpit voice recorders, and there's two recorders in each. One to do with the technical part of the plane, one to do with the actual vocal part in the cockpit.
Right. Well,
and some of these recorders were indeed found, but the FBI says, "Oh, we didn't find anything that was worthwhile on those." And same with the insider trading. Well, we investigated that, we didn't find any evidence of insider trading, so forth. But what Ellen wants, she wants to see the actual documents and get an independent analysis of the immigration papers, an independent analysis of the insider trading, and an independent specialist to go in and see if the voice recorders were tampered with in any way.
Barbara Olson, Ted Olson, you know, three times that I know of, probably more, but three times he related the story about his wife's calls, and each time he contradicted himself from the previous recollection. In fact, on one occasion, he contradicted himself within the context of the same...
Well, let me tell you this. This is what I was told.
There's never been any evidence to substantiate the call. So all we can conclude is either he doesn't care about his wife dying and was cheating on her and probably got another girlfriend on the side, or she didn't die and that's how we can talk like this.
Well, you know what?
One or the other.
I asked Tom, and see, he's another great, he'll be another great guest for you. I'll give you his number. I asked Tom, well, how did you know Bolson was even around? He said that Ted Olson led us to her.
You're talking about the CIA guy?
Yes, or the guy that was, he's basically, I call him a stockbroker. Because remember, a lot of guys in the CIA, remember Buzzy Krongard, and actually six or seven of the last CIA directors had stock
background.
You
got a nice promotion. You know? I'll tell you what, we got to go to a break.
I'll
be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 80% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Tom Flacco on just for a few more minutes here.
Hey, Charlie, can I give Ellen Mariani's contact numbers for a contribution?
Yeah, actually, just stick with us. Oh, you want to give a number, you mean?
Yeah, just let me give this address
for
her.
Sure, yeah, definitely.
Ellen Mariani, she's had to get a reverse mortgage. She's just got her Social Security. She's using a big chunk of that to try and get some more legal help. And she had to use this reverse mortgage to come up with some more money. And she's resorting to food banks and all that kind of stuff. And she could really use some help. Just send it directly to her post office, her personal, not Phil Berg's website, because she never got any of that money. You believe that? That's another legal problem. But it's Ellen Mariani, M-A-R-I-A-N-I. Ellen Mariani, M-A-R-I-A-N-I. It's P.O. Box, or just put Box 2792. Box 2792, Parker, Colorado, Parker, C-O, P-A-R-K-E-R-C-O, and the zip code is 80134. Say it again. It's Ellen Mariani, Post Office Box 2792 in Parker, Colorado, P-A-R-K-E-R-C-O, Colorado, and zip code is 80134. And you can contact her by email. It's E. Mariani. Carrie might want this too while we're at it. I'll give her the phone number later. E. Mariani 911 at yahoo.com. That's E for Ellen. E. Mariani, M-A-R-I-A-N-I 911 at yahoo.com. She'll get that email, and she'll be most appreciative. And I'm sure she'll use these contributions to help her with her legal work, because she's trying to keep this case in court, and she's trying to get some justice because of what was done to her, which ultimately will also help to keep it in court, because they perpetrated fraud on her. And to give your listeners an idea of what kind of evidence she's seeking, these are just some of the general things. She wants to look at all the recorders. She wants to look at all the video surveillance tapes of all the passengers boarding her husband's plane and any of the other planes, not just the one where Otto was coming out of Maine that they showed, used that as their fake video. The original, she wants to interview the flight boarder, the boarding people, the air traffic controllers, testimony from Jeb Bush regarding the documents from Huffman Aviation. She wants the testimony of Cheney regarding FBI agents meeting with Bin Laden 30 days after the attacks. And I have a couple stories on that. The Cambone notes, take a look at that. The Cambone notes on my site. There's absolutely primary source documents regarding boxes of cash and other boxes coming out of the Philippines, and this is from right after 9/11, you know, and then also the note regarding several FBI agents meeting with Bin Laden operative right after the attacks. And here's something I didn't know: she also wants to interview the president, believe it or not, regarding his decision and why he had 28 pages censored on the 9/11 commission report, and what was the contents of those 28 pages. Have you ever heard of those 28 pages?
Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean, I missed that. I heard maybe a passing in an interview, but for some reason I had not connected into that. Well, heck, that's a big thing. I would want to see those 28 pages, or what did he want censored, and what was censored?
Well, we already know what's in there. We don't need to be told. That's about.
Well, of course, but you see, I'm looking at it as an issue of a court of law. And remember, the judge also denied CI Director Tenet, FBI Director William Mueller, and Counterintelligence Director Chief Richard Clark from testifying. He said they're not going to testify. Yep. We're not having them.
Right.
Oh, you know, this is all national security. Of course, the G8 meetings,
all
and
monkey
with the president also asking those questions. So those are the kind of things.
I tell you what, We've run out of time, Tons. Sorry. But, hey, we'll have to have you back on because you're a wealth of information. It's great stuff. Appreciate you coming on. And stick with us, you know, after the show here.
I'll wait for Carrie to call. Call me, and I'll give you those numbers. You get a couple more guests, and I'll be happy to call again sometime.
Okay, guys. Hey, have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Got another great guest lined up. See you then.
It's true.